This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Praise God bless Texas. There's a reason. There's a reason folks say God bless Texas. My gosh. Thank you very much.
Having lived there for a few years of my life, I can tell you it's earned.
Yeah, there you go. You lived there. Wow, you're lucky, Don. How about that? I visited.
I'll tell you what, the extent of it. Texas is a different mentality. It's just a different place. When you go there, you don't mess with, that's our state motto, don't mess with Texas. You don't litter in Texas. They don't like it.
Let me describe the last few weeks since Election Day. No way. Not possible. Look where Trump overperformed his number. Look, there's no way. There's no way. All these House seats in a pickup that wasn't supposed to happen, there's no way. There's no way, right? So everybody says it's obvious. Then they gather actual eyewitness reports. They find people that actually saw firsthand what happened in each of these states, and they put them before their legislative hearings to say, here's what we saw. And then we sit there and we sort of twiddle our thumbs. Oh, they should do something with this pretty soon. They don't. So finally it's going to the Supreme Court. That's fantastic news. It's going to the Supreme Court. What do you think of that, folks? 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Todd, the Radio God Mitchell is back.
Yes, sir.
From his one-day hiatus. Hello, Todd.
So they call that a hiatus?
I think it was a hiatus, yeah.
Checking out prices for trips to Texas. No, I'm just kidding.
Are you really? Okay. Yeah, very nice. Kevin Flynn is here. We have Chris Larson, our producer, and Leah Backstrom has the social media feeds for you today, including our live blog at whatsonyourmindradio.com, whatsonyourmindradio.com. All right, let me tell you who else is coming up on the program. We're going to talk a little bit about Texas here to start and the Supreme Court. The governor of the great state of North Dakota is on the program today. Doug Burgum will join us top of next hour. A lot of things to cover with him on the COVID front, on the economic carnage as a result of COVID. I keep hearing new numbers that alarm me as to restaurants, bars, hotels especially, that are going to have to shutter their doors. It's alarming. So we're going to talk a little bit about that with the governor and few other things. Your calls, questions, and comments are welcome for him. Jason Bohr will be here from the Late Night Energy Council. What's their strategy for the upcoming legislative session? Find out what they need in the way of additional, I guess, treatment from the legislature to shore up affordable, reliable energy. Bridge the gap. There's a lot of things happening in a flurry in the Congress right now. With 45Q and what's the other one, 45A maybe? Two important pieces of tax policy that would make investment in things like Project Tundra and other carbon capture projects more likely. So we've got to cover all of that. And then we're going to wrap up with a fellow by the name of Patrick Basham, founding director of the Democracy Institute. He has done some incredible research on 2020 election anomalies. Are they anomalies?
Well, I have some other words I'd use, but you're not supposed to say any of those in the radio. So,
anomalies? Is that like what the guys from the Muppets did? Weren't they singing anomaly? Yeah, those guys.
Anomaly.
And there are many examples, of these. But, you know, for instance, you know, Trump is going to need to get between 18 and 19% of the African-American vote if he's going to have any chance of winning. He got like 24.
Oh, the list is long.
You know, it's just,
I read that, too. It's
Yeah. And my favorite is second term, Obama runs for re-election. He loses 3% of his vote from his first run in 2008. Okay? But he wins.
But somehow
Donald Trump gains 20%. And he loses.
But somehow loses.
Yeah. So then you got the Mark Zuckerberg effect, buying off $400 million was donated. Do you know that's as much money as Congress appropriated for the same general purpose?
Huh.
So Zuckerberg is putting in as much money in the election fight as the entire Congress. Now, he gave it to another organization to make it, you know, look legit, nonprofit organizations, but they were run by left-wing activists. The Center for Tech and Civic Life.
Yeah, there you go.
Was
there's one of them.
The big winner, $350 million.
Yeah. What do they do exactly, and who exactly runs them, and who's exactly behind that?
Prior to the donations of Zuckerberg, their annual operating expenses were less than $1 million a year, and he gives it $350 million.
Hmm. Why would he do that?
How is he even aware of like a small potatoes operation like that? And why would he entrust it with 7/8 of the money he was pouring into the election cycle? Despite the fact they had no prior experience handling a massive amount of money. Oh, it just makes you sick. It just makes you sick. But God bless Texas, because they yesterday filed a lawsuit with the Supreme Court. And by the way, states can go direct to the Supreme Court. And so here's those. Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, all now have been ordered by the court to get their act together. I think it's this week, isn't it?
Well, the 14th is the electoral.
No, but I'm trying to remember. They gave them a deadline of a you know, like a day or so. It wasn't a long time, but it wasn't, you know, like you got to have it this second. But a
number of other states are joining in on this, too.
I see that. Now, I'm confused by it all, because we asked yesterday, Wayne Stengem, the Attorney General, whether or not North Dakota would join. And he told us that Texas had not asked. Here's a listener saying, has North Dakota joined the lawsuit with Texas? And by the way, I'm getting
a lot of those.
At 20 an hour.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of those. That's why I asked. And that's why I'm bringing it up.
Has North Dakota joined the lawsuit with Texas?
If not,
can A.G. Stengem be on the program today and be encouraged to get our state to support the suit? Has to be done quickly. Well, certainly would welcome the Attorney General to join us on the program today.
The news cycle in the last 12 hours has Alabama and Louisiana AGs wanting to join Texas. Missouri has joined the lawsuit, they're saying. And other states are lining up. Louisiana, Alabama, South Dakota all want and have expressed interest, but nothing other than Missouri apparently has done that I've seen so far.
Yeah, Missouri's Attorney General Eric Schmidt tweeted, Missouri is in. Missouri is in the fight. I'll help lead the effort in support of the Texas lawsuit to SCOTUS in order to defend election integrity. So, and a lot of folks agree. We'll try and get an answer there. Someone just said they called the Attorney General's office, and this is the response. I was told we are no longer taking calls about this matter. We are terribly sorry. What?
How sorry are you?
How do you tell a taxpaying citizen?
Yeah.
We're no longer taking calls on this. Sorry. We got enough opinions. We don't need yours. Ouch.
Wow.
We'll do some checking on all this. Keep finding out where it's going. I think there's a distinction between actually being on the lawsuit, where Texas obviously decided to go it alone, and actually supporting it. But, you know, something. People just want to know. Bob's on the road at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, yeah. Last week on the 3rd at 11 o'clock, I called Stengem's office to ask about this. And she sounded, you know, like she was going to get back to me. Well, it's kind of funny, the gal that answered the phone, she never did take my name or number back. So the following day at 2 o'clock, I called. She patched me through to some gal, and I didn't get her name. I wish I would have wrote it down now. And that gal says, there's nothing the state can do. I have to go get a hold of the national election board or committee or whatever, whoever. So today I called because I want to know why. I mean, there's always, you know, the question is, why can't we do it? And I was told by the receptionist, I didn't get past her. She says, we're not making any statements, or we're not talking about this right now. So I suggest for everybody to blow Stengem's phone up and find out what's going on. And this was before, now it kind of ticks me off, because this was before I found out about Texas. Now there's no reason why we shouldn't be getting in on this deal with Texas. So,
well, Bob, thanks for doing that work. You're a patriot for doing that. I got to think there's an explanation here. I just want to hear it beyond they didn't ask us to be part of it, because these other states obviously are doing it. And I'm like all you. I want us on board and going. But the main thing is it will be at the Supreme Court.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing.
Oh, the Christmas music is here. We're going to get you in that Christmas spirit. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And we're just going to be joyful in our battles as we watch truth prevail. It'll prevail, won't it? Yes, it will. Of course it will.
Oh, let's pray.
That's right. Lots of that, too, no doubt about it. I need to tell you, I get to tell you, about my friends at Pucklage. They always give us a really good deal to tell you about on Wednesdays. Let's see, this one is at the Valley City location, 721 West Main Avenue. Online at PuckledgeValleyCity.com to see it. You ready?
Always. I saw it earlier, though. Beautiful.
You cheated. 2014 Chevrolet Equinox LT, mid-sized SUV, four-cylinder engine, great mileage with a four-cylinder. That's right, upper 20s per gallon. Woo! And with all-wheel drive, one-owner trade, only 66,000 miles. It is the tungsten gray, they call it, exterior with a hint of mauve, black interior. Remote start. Okay, so it's on the lot now at $15,495. Today only you drive it home for $14,583. That's a great second or third car for one of the kids going off to college. What a deal. And, of course, as always, they know it at Pucklage. They know these vehicles. Call them at 800-401-4352. Stop in at 721 West Main in Valley City, or you can go online to PucklageValleyCity.com. Find out more. And, of course, Pucklage Chevrolet Bismarck, North Dakota's home for Chevy. A texter says, how about North Dakota joining the lawsuit by the state of Texas against those swing states for abrogating election law? Let's go. Let's fight. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. Do you think they were...
Come on, man.
They were thinking about him when they were writing that? Come on, man. I think so. I do.
Ugh.
Chris Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to encourage your audience, instead of texting and calling in to you, they should be calling Wayne Steinjum to tell him to join the Texas lawsuit. And his phone number is 701-328-2210. And just can't accentuate the importance of this election. Our republic lives or dies with this election, so it's critical they're not able to get away with the theft and the fraud and killing our republic. It's not a democracy, it's a republic. So, but once again, the number is 701-328-2210. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. You know, I haven't talked to Wayne Steinjum, so I've just exchanged communication with him by email on what's the deal. He even mentioned that Texas had not informed Georgia, and there's a Republican attorney general there, sort of a courtesy that would be normal, I guess. So saw that as them wanting to go alone. I don't have enough information to say Wayne Steinjum's blowing this off and he doesn't want to do what these other states are doing and at least supporting it, or whether he's planning something like that. He may be. I don't know. I just know that I was given an excuse for the original, absence of North Dakota from joining them. But with other states doing it, at least I don't know what it means when the Attorney General of Missouri says we're going to fight right alongside them, but I know this. I want the same thing. Get to the bottom of this. So we are efforting an interview with the Attorney General to try and get you an answer as soon as we can. Tom in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good, sir.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I heard yesterday that you were going to go ahead and involve Wayne Steinjum. The thought did cross my mind that I will figure a way, I think, or I know he'll figure a way how to weasel out of this one. All right? And this is what happens when we elect politicians into important offices, you know? And he will stonewall to get this done no matter what happens. You know, so I'm just going to make that prediction right now.
Well, hang on. Help me figure this out, Tom. Texas is doing this. Texas is in the Supreme Court. North Dakota or any other state isn't needed to be able to carry on the proceedings and get to the bottom of this. Right now, the Supreme Court has said to these four states, get your act together and get ready to, present your case, okay? So that is going to happen. Now, I'd love to see North Dakota join, support, whatever, even a statement saying 100% behind Texas, rooting for them, we'll do anything we can, whatever. I think that'd be great. But if they don't, it's going to happen anyway. What would be the calculation the political calculation by the Attorney General to say, I'm not doing any of it. I'm not doing what Missouri and these other states have done, and I'm not doing any of it. That would be dumb politically, and he has really nothing to lose. What is the downside of joining it?
Well, there is no downside to joining the coalition, but what the downside of not joining the coalition is it's going to make North Dakota look weak to the rest of the country. You know, that's my calculations of it anyway.
But what does he get out of making North Dakota look weak to the rest of the country?
He doesn't get anything out of it, you know. I'm going to go ahead and echo President Trump's thing he did during the radio town halls on Rush Limbaugh's show. Republicans have got to get tougher. He's got an opportunity to show that, you know, he's going to do the right thing. But so far, he's not.
Texter says, push the right people. North Dakota has to join the Texas lawsuit. Now.
Exactly.
If what Wayne Stenson told me yesterday, if what he told me yesterday, I don't know that that's possible. In other words, once it's filed, I don't know you can then add other states to file, and they didn't ask anybody. So I don't know if that's possible, and notice nobody else has. They've just said they're supporting it, which is great. I just want, you know, to know that we're in the fight. I mean, it'd be fantastic, wouldn't it, if, you know, all 50 states wanted to say, hey, we want election integrity. We want to make sure every legal vote is counted. We want to make sure every illegal vote is tossed out. What's hard about that?
Exactly. You know, when you get all 50 states lined up behind Texas, if nothing else, it's a statement of support. Are you going to send a very powerful message to Washington?
I don't know who pushing the right people are. I think this is the Attorney General's call. I guess if the legislative session was in, they could pass some sort of you know, resolution or whatever, but the governor is on next hour. We'll ask him if he has the ability to show support to Texas to get this done. Who wouldn't want the Supreme Court to hear this and get the facts? I don't know. I just can't imagine it.
Republicans have got to get tougher, you know, and he's got an excellent opportunity to do that right now, both of them, the governor and the attorney general.
Why are Republicans not tougher? That's a whole different show that we need to do one day. I would agree they are not tough enough. I would be a little less likely to throw out a reason why, just because, you know, is it sort of a decorum? Is it? I think there is a part of the DNA of some establishment Republicans to, you know, want to have, you know, everybody get along and, you know, not have any contentiousness or anything like that. I don't know. I'd love to know. What is the motivation behind it? I mean, it makes no sense. If for no other reason, Donald Trump as president should prove you can't be weak or you'll be taken advantage of. Be who you are. Be strong. That's paid off, hasn't it? Jim, we'll get to you next on What's on Zero Premium. That's right. Medicare plans are available now with zero premium, plus vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursement at no extra cost. All at $0 premium. Most healthcare providers in network. Plans cover you anywhere in the U.S. All at $0 premium. A local licensed Medicare broker is ready to help you pick the perfect plan. No obligation. To get started, go to ZeroPremium.net. ZeroPremium.net. Sponsored by the Sunderland Group. Find out more at ZeroPremium.net. ZeroPremium.net.
Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months, but the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen. And only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Los Angeles Superior Court Judge James Chalfant is helping shuttered restaurant owners with his ruling Tuesday. The judge ruled Los Angeles County health officials acted arbitrarily and without a proper risk-benefit analysis when they banned outdoor dining as a China virus control measure. When he asked LA County health officials for science behind their lockdown order, they had no science or studies. The decision won't immediately restore in-person dining. The Supreme Court on Tuesday denied a request from Pennsylvania Republicans to block certification of Commonwealth's election results, but the Supreme Court did move on a motion by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. His complaint on Tuesday says four swing states exploited the COVID-19 pandemic to justify ignoring federal and state election laws and unlawfully enacting last-minute changes. Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin have until Thursday to respond to the bill of complaint. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I love those
A classic I've never heard.
Oh, you've heard it.
Have I?
Give it a second.
Not this little J-I-N-G-L-E thing. I haven't.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Seriously.
Jingle all the way.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. The Sinatra Christmas album. Man, I remember those singers every time this came on.
I love it.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun.
One of my proudest accomplishments as a son was getting my parents two tickets to Frank Sinatra.
Oh, there you go.
They had really good seats, too. So close they could see the television teleprompter because he couldn't remember the lyrics.
I might have seen him on the side. I saw him on the tour in San Diego, and he was in the round.
He was in the round.
Yeah, he had all the Steve and Edie opened up for him.
It was Met Center.
Yep.
In Minneapolis is where it was.
He had all the monitors on the teleprompter things, and he'd look around. He'd try to find him. Oh, there it is. Okay.
They loved Frank Sinatra. They just loved him.
I still do.
That was fun. They were glowing after that. Rest their souls. Jerry and Jeanette Harris.
Good song.
Love them, love them, love them. Okay, let me tell you about MyPillow, a major, great, awesome, fantastic, almost as good as Frank Sinatra Christmas music present for Christmas. That's right. So, you know, the stress can creep in. You don't want that. Forget about the stress of finding the perfect gift and hours and hours and hours looking online and everything else because... Scott Hannon here to tell you about the perfect gift. The latest product, the newest thing from MyPillow. You ready? It's a MyPillow bathrobe. Oh, my gosh. Perfect gift.
Can that be a bad thing? Really? I don't think it could be.
Showed up on the doorstep Saturday, ripped it out of the box, threw it on, said, "This is unbelievable." So comfortable. The MyPillow bathrobe. Heck of a deal right now. You go to any MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028. It's so soft you can't believe it. MyPillow gift cards, great gift too. Get them today. And Merry Christmas from everybody at MyPillow. You know, Mike Lindell's on that Trump March bus tour. Talk about commitment. Talk about commitment. I wonder how long it would take him to decide, should we do a letter of support for the nanosecond? Done deal right now. All right, Jim has been waiting, and then Jason Bohr is joining us next. Going to talk some coal in the upcoming legislative session. Important topic if you like affordable energy and reliable energy. And it will get cold, so reliable energy is, you know, kind of important. Just a wee bit. Jim, what do you have to tell me?
Hey, Scott. Yeah, I just called into Attorney General's office and that stuff and talked to the lady that answered the phone. And she said, well, she asked me what my name, and I gave her what the concern was. And I said, well, I just wanted to call about the Texas, you know, joining the Texas lawsuit against the four states. And she said, right now, he does not have any comment on it. And I said, well, that's not the point. I said, the point is that I'm a conservative. I voted for him. I voted pretty much straight ticket for him or down the Republican road. And I don't need you to say there's a comment. I'm just calling you to say that there should be something coming out here pretty soon, you know, and let the voters know if we're going to get in on this thing. It's getting down to the wire.
I hope you're sitting down, Jim, because we just received a Chris Leishman from our news team. It's called the Attorney General's Office. Talked to Liz Brocker there, who's the spokesperson generally for Wayne. And it says here that North Dakota Attorney General Wayne Stengem's spokeswoman, Liz Brocker, tells us that no comment is available at this time. So shockingly different than what you got in the way of an answer. So we're trying. We're going to keep at it, okay? I want to think there's some kind of an explanation here. I really do. But we need one because the natives are restless. People want to know. They want to know. And look, this has been a very difficult time for Trump supporters and conservatives to see this, you know, stolen from right underneath your nose, for crying out loud. Our next guest is Jason Bohr. Jason is the president and CEO of the Late Night Energy Council. And we're going to talk a little bit about 2021 legislative session and affordable, reliable energy, some requests and discussions that will go on before the legislature in the upcoming session. Jason, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me back.
So let's talk a little bit about the industry in general. You know, before we get to specifics on the legislative session, what do you need? What is necessary to keep affordable, reliable energy going, to keep the technology investments going on the different projects on the table? What are the priorities?
At a high level, we need market corrections, and that is not necessarily within the ability of the state of North Dakota to achieve, because electricity markets are governed through regional transmission organizations like MISO or SPP. But we still need markets to properly value the attributes that are necessary for a stable electricity grid. And those attributes include dispatchability. They include resilience. There's been attributes like carbon-free electricity that have been artificially inflated in value, and that's okay if that's what policymakers value, right? But those types of attributes all get valued differently at MISO, and the ones that are critical to our lives, like resilience, dispatchability, baseload, are undervalued compared to some other attributes that are out there. So market corrections is one of the things we need. Continued research and development is another of the really important things that we need, and that one is fully within the ability of the state of North Dakota. And then, you know, there's a couple other things that we've started talking about.
Before you go to the next one, Jason, before you go to the next one, I want to ask you about you fought for and received a seat at the table, at least with MISO. Does that mean you have a fighting chance at some of the reforms you're looking for in market correction, or is it still a battle even with a seat there?
You know what? We've got a chance there now. We've elevated that issue at MISO. We've been talking about resilience with them. There's other folks now who are in that committee with us. And so it's something that MISO is beginning to take seriously. And the other thing, it's interesting that MISO is beginning to do is study the issue of grid stability. And they're learning that once you get above a certain penetration of intermittent resources, that the grid becomes extremely difficult to manage. You start getting above 35%, you start having problems with stability. They're manageable, but they get complex. And then you start getting above 50%, 60%, 70%, you really have challenges maintaining the grid stability. That really comes back to impacts on our daily lives. You want to see what an unstable grid looks like? Look at California and the rolling blackouts. And those types of things are directly, that is grid instability in action.
Wow. Yeah, there is, and of course, if that was the only thing you had to worry about, it'd be great. But there's a few other things on the agenda as well. What's after the market correction and tackling that?
You know, so one of the things that we're looking at right now in the state of North Dakota is insurance products. So as insurance is getting more expensive in the coal industry and in the energy industry in general, as folks are looking at it and they say, oh, I don't want to necessarily underwrite some of these products, not because there's risk involved, but because they are simply turning away from fossil fuel projects in general. And that's not really the way the insurance industry ought to work, right? It's geared, or it should be viewed on a risk basis of, you know, if you're a poor driver, your rates go up. If you're driving a red car, and we just don't like red cars, your rates shouldn't go up. And that's kind of the situation that the energy industry is in right now is, you know, we're just driving that red car and people don't like it, so they're trying to jack our rates up with no justification based on risk. And that's wrong. And ultimately, you're the one paying the price for it because it's got to be reflected in the rate somehow.
Yeah, it smacks to me of like social justice, and insurance should be, like you say, okay, risk, and here's what we're going to charge you for, coverage, and on we go, instead of, you know, getting in the political fray, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely the same thing, you know. It's so, you know, you start looking at these problems that are facing the coal industry and how many of them are directly, you know, we've got technological problems or that technology that has solved a lot of the emissions problems. You've got technology development on carbon capture utilization, and there's folks who are still not satisfied and they just don't like coal. And most of the time, the reason they don't like coal is because it's this version of crony capitalism where they'd prefer to divert dollars over into resources that they do like. And it's really never about the concern for the environment or what have you, because there is no perfect source of electricity. There's no source of electricity that doesn't impact the environment in some way. And so it's all about these trade-offs. And some of these folks are just interested in ending the coal industry. And again, that for North Dakota, the jobs impact, the impact on human health and livelihoods and everything is just horrible when you start looking at that.
How can the legislature provide some, you know, relief? Obviously, the taxpayers want affordable, reliable energy. They love the, you know, the investment in this industry that's made in the state. They love the jobs, all of that. So the legislature sees that and sees the challenge. Where can they most help?
I think, first of all, they can help us on the insurance thing. Let's just take a look and study that and see if we can get an accurate accounting of the risk involved in the coal industry. I think they could provide a study that they could authorize a study that would help us there. And it would probably help other energy industries as well in North Dakota. Just what is our risk profile? The next thing they could do would be to help with the research and development side, to implement some low-interest loans that would help large-scale projects be brought to fruition, and then continuing to develop large research and development projects in the future pipeline. So a fund that would, you know, could build some large projects in the future. Those are three things right off the bat that would have immense benefits in coal.
All right, I'm intrigued on those large projects. We'll talk about that after the break. Jason Boers here from the Lignite Energy Council. He's president and CEO. After this, more of our conversation on What's on Your Mind.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the on-command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Shake up the happiness. Wake up the happiness. Shake up the happiness. It's Christmas time.
This is definitely not Frank Sinatra.
There's a story that I want to tell. Gotta mix it up a little bit. That's Train. Shake up Christmas.
Todd Mitchell gets the he gets the prize for the most obvious comment of the show. Yeah, I love it. I like shaking out a little happiness, though. I mean, I like Frank, but I like shaking out a little happiness, too. We got to do it. We got to do it. Okay. 11 before the top of the hour. Let me hear a little more shake up. Shake up the happiness. Yeah.
It's Christmas time.
Don't let that go away too soon.
Yeah, referring to Bloody Marys or margaritas. What are we shaking up?
I love it. Governor Doug Burgum will join us. Happiness! Happiness. Christmas happiness.
That's perfect. Liquid happiness, yeah. You're thinking of, Kevin. Come on.
Governor Doug Burgum will join us at the top of next hour, and then we're back to a conversation about election 2020 and trying to get it right. Patrick Basham from the Democracy Institute will join us. You might have seen him on Life, Liberty, and Levin on Fox News on Sunday evening. I was about
falling off my couch saying, this is incredible. So
I reposted his article over the weekend.
I thought it was good enough to bring him on the program today, so we'll do that as well. How do Swedish meatballs sound for lunch today? Come on.
They're fantastic.
You can't go wrong. Swedish meatballs, Valley City location, also West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Also lasagna, another of the choices in Valley City today, exit 292. Chef's Choice in Harwood. Our little goulash at 12th Avenue North, Fargo. And in Yulin, pulled pork. That's right. Plus, today's Wednesday, you buy two fresh-baked cookies and you get one free. Don't you just love that? Don't you just love when we tell you about all the great specials, the home cook and the grab-and-go convenience. And there's all kinds of food choices and really, really good. The four for four deals of pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce drink for $4 at all the PetroServe USAs as well. Don't forget the Connell Rolls. Valley Dairy Store is part of the PetroServe family. Helping America fuel better. Guaranteed you can get the best, lowest price on a gallon of fuel. PetroServe USA. Right there, because they have unleaded 88. And you will save big time. Trying to stretch that dollar. All right, more of our conversation with Jason Bohr from the Lignite Energy Council. He's president and CEO there. We're talking about the legislative session, some of the key priorities for the industry. You you said something that got my attention. Large projects as a way for the legislature to invest. Give me an example of a large project that you think would have the most significance for ratepayers, affordable, reliable energy, obviously, and the industry.
A carbon capture retrofit project would be an example of a large project that there ought to be an incentive to fund. You know, a few years ago, the Empower Commission, which is an energy policy advisory group, looked at the way the state conducts research and development. And they found that the state did a really good job incentivizing and funding smaller research projects. But if you want to do a demonstration of a really big picture, you know, transformational project, the state doesn't have the ability to fund those things. And that's where a project like a carbon capture retrofit would, be successful. It would have incredible utility for the state, be a trendsetter for the nation and the world, and plot a path forward for the state of North Dakota with a carbon dioxide economy potentially for the next generation. So these are the types of projects that the state of North Dakota, I think, needs to start figuring out ways to fund.
Is that large a project something that then is doing this at a commercial scale so the CO2 from the plants can actually go there, be actually utilized on a large scale?
Exactly. So, you know, you'd like to capture that CO2, and the state has created a series of tax incentives to make that possible. There's still maybe one or two more left on the table that we could work on. But then once you capture that CO2, then you can start looking at ways to utilize it for enhanced oil recovery. Maybe in the legacy wells, maybe in the Bakken. But again, we think that once you start capturing CO2, that economy will grow, and that could eventually be one of the top 5, 6, 7 industries in the state. You know, that the size of the CO2 industry could rival the size of the coal industry if we were diligent in capturing and developing our CO2 resource.
Well, fascinating. Go big or go home. I love the idea of if we're going to do something that's innovative on the cutting edge technology-wise and a large enough project where you sustain the industry, in your case, under attack for a long, long time and possibly some more in the future. So, Jason, thanks for the update today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jason Bohr from the Lignite Energy Council with us today on the program. Texture says, breaking news, the case brought forward by Congressman Mike Kelly from Pennsylvania. Quick diversion from the text to remind you, this was the one that the Supreme Court declined yesterday. This text says, the only thing that was lost in front of the Supreme Court was an emergency injunction relief on the certifications, but the case is still pending at the Supreme Court. If the Supreme Court hears the lawsuit by Texas, then Louisiana, Arkansas, Alabama, Florida, Kentucky, Mississippi, South Carolina, and South Dakota will be joining the lawsuit. And more states have followed. In fact, Missouri and that list. Now Missouri is in that list now, too. Based on a tweet I've seen from the Attorney General there. Another text. I just got off the phone with the Attorney General's office in North Dakota. Their phones are being bombarded with calls about the Texas lawsuit. And joining on the lawsuit, they said they were getting dozens and dozens of calls voicing their opinion. Good job of getting the word out. The secretaries are not happy today.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.